Well, welcome back to the podcast on a beautiful February day. I'm privileged to have as my guest now the president of the Men's Golf Club, Dennis Hooper. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
I always like to start off with a little personal information. How long have you been a member or a resident of Shadow Hill?
We have been here 7 years and moved in here in July of 2009.
Are you retired?
I am retired, fully retired.
I see. And have you been a member of the golf club ever since you joined?
Yes, I joined right away into a golf club because I had just come from another golf club that I belonged to, and I was used to being in a club or to have tournaments.
Okay, what is the purpose of the Shadow Hills Men's Golf Club?
Well, it was formed for promoting fellowship among men golfers.
And what are the qualifications for membership?
Well, basically, you just have to be a resident under the HOA guidelines of Sun City Shadow Hills and male.
I see. And how would one apply to get involved?
We have an excellent website, and I would recommend anyone going to the website. It's www.myshmgc.net. That stands for My Shadow Hills Men's Golf Club.net. And under the title of icon of membership, you can print out the application, the waiver form, and the questionnaire forms. They're very important that all three are filled out. They are needed. So you complete those three along with a check or U.S. money and drop it in the scorecard box at the pro shop, or you can drop it in the box that's in the Montecito Clubhouse under Men's Golf Club.
Now, I imagine that the Men's Golf Club is the largest club here in Shadow Hills. And how many members do you have?
We have almost 400 members this year. Last year we exceeded 400 members, and I've been told it's definitely the largest club.
Yeah. So what's included in membership?
Well, you are registered with the SCGA, that's Southern California Golf Association, and you establish a handicap either by transferring it from another club or, with our handicap chairman's help, you can establish it by playing rounds of golf here. You can then participate in the men's club events. Typically, that's the Thursday events. There's also a small group that gets together on Mondays. You can sign up in the pro shop to do that.
I see. And who runs the club?
Well, we have an election every year in March, and starting July 1st, those five people take their positions as the executive committee. That would be the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and a member at large. Those five people then appoint people to be tournament chairman, handicap chairman, rules chairman, membership chairman, and information chairman. And then we also ask one of the past presidents to sit in on all meetings. These 11 people make up our board of directors.
That's a pretty big group.
It needs to be.
Can you describe some of the typical events you have during the year?
Yeah, we have many. Most all of them are played on the Thursday Men's Day. That would include the Can-Am Cup, which is the Canadian golfers versus the American golfers, which is in February every year. And we have a member-member, where you sign up with another member to play. We have a Beat the Pros event. We have a Varden tournament, which is similar to the Pros, which is an average best net scores over the regular season. And we have a hole-in-one competition, where you can join the group as a $5 entry. And if you get a hole-in-one, you get the entire pot. Last time it was well over $1,000. You are expected, however, to buy everyone that day a drink, their choice, in the Shadows restaurant.
Well, I'm sure people are happy to do that.
Yes, they are.
So there are a lot of different golf clubs here in Shadow Hills. The Men's Golf Club, I suspect, is the one of the more serious clubs. Serious golf is played there as opposed to just socialization, right?
Yes, we do have it in a tournament format. We do ask that no guests, for example, be invited to play with us on the men's Thursday event, because when we arrange it, basically we're asking them to play in accordance with the official rules of golf. They can play with the men's group on Monday and do the same thing, but they can also join up with any other groups during the week on other days and play a more sociable game where they can, play their own rules.
Yeah. And you have some social events during the year, don't you?
Well, we try to. Again, they're mostly all serious ones. Some of the more social things we do is we have a big awards banquet. We have a member and guest holiday party. Big turnout every year. We always sell out. It's over 200 people. We have a live band or orchestra, and we really have a lot of fun at those kind of events.
Well, thank you for coming in and explaining the Men's Golf Club to us. I'm sure that most people listening to this are already members, but if they're not, they just go to the website and learn how to get involved.
Yes, and on the website, there'll be a list of all of the officers, and primarily they should look up the membership chairman anytime, day or night. They can get a hold of him to ask any questions.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.